Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Welcome to Declaring the Finished Work, and this is your host, Pat Randall. Thank you for joining me for this next leg of the journey here in 2021, and I am going to be looking at being. You know, we spend a lot of time doing, you know, we're doers, and we were doers even before we got saved, and it's something that we're comfortable with. Tell me what to do. Tell me how to do it. But to just be, that is another space that it is hard for us to be comfortable in, because if you've lived long enough, you have accumulated a lot of images that you have imposed on yourself. You know, if you're a mother or you're a father, you're a sister or a brother, whatever your career is, whatever your education is, what leadership's role you may have taken in the church. And, you know, all of these things have defined you, you know, what kind of friend you are. These are all labels and images and aspects of how we present ourselves in this world. But to get down to that very part of who I really am, if I am to strip away, if I strip away the fact that I'm a mother, or I'm a father, or I'm a sister or a brother, or I have this particular position, whatever it is, if I strip all of that away, what's left? Who am I? So at this particular place in time, especially with the pandemic, the pandemic that started in 2020 was it was an opportunity actually for us to just drop a lot of things, to let go of a lot of things. and to be more still than we've ever been because we were forced to be still. And a lot of times, in order for us to grow to that next place, sometimes we have to be pushed into it. We have to have something that sets us off in a direction. And I think this pandemic of 2020 set us in a direction. And I want our hearts and our minds to be prepared to receive what this has afforded us. Because it's an opportunity. It doesn't look like an opportunity, but in fact, it is an opportunity for those of us who know the Lord and who have been on this journey. We recognize that everything that confronts us becomes an opportunity. And especially when we recognize that the Lord is with us in it. Right in the midst of it all, He is with us in it. So I'm going to start off today by reading a scripture, and it is from John 15. I'm going to read the first 5 verses of this chapter. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. This is Jesus speaking. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that does not bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you, unless you abide in me. I believe this scripture is a clear indicator of what it means to be. When you think about, because he's using a natural example in nature, a vine, branches, and if you see if you look at a branch, it's attached to the vine, or if you're looking at a tree, the branch is attached. It's not the tree, but it is part of the tree. It's connected to the tree, and it is being fed by what is flowing through that tree. Right? And it's just being a branch. It's not trying to be the tree. It's just being a branch, and it's staying connected. And as long as it's connected and this life is flowing, all the nutrients, all that the branch needs to grow, as long as that branch is receiving that, it is alive, it's thriving. But once there is some form of disconnection and the branch is no longer receiving all that it needs from the vine, that it begins to wither away. The other thing I see in this scripture as well, it talks about the vine dresser. And we know that a vine dresser, the role of the vine dresser is to prune and to train and to cultivate the branch for growth, to cultivate the vine for growth, right? And which tells us that we're not in charge of our growth. the vine dresser. The Father is in charge of our growth. And our part is to remain connected and to continue to receive. And He will prune and train and cultivate as we stay connected and cause us. And this whole process, which is just a process of being, being in this process will cause us to bear much fruit. And so being able to interpret that in our lives it's a journey. I've been on this journey for a little over, 30 years plus, and it has taken me all this time to get to a place where I'm really focusing on what this means to be, because I have been so intense in terms of what I produce, laboring for the Lord and laboring for His people and all these things and the assignments that I accept and just all the things that I've focused on, and I haven't really allowed myself to just be. And you and I are going to be on this journey because I am on it right now. I am looking at it from different angles as I read the scriptures, as I talk to the Holy Spirit and just take quiet times to just meditate on what it means to be. And I hope that you will continue to join me as we progress through this place of learning how to be, learning how to lay it all down. To lay it all down. I think this time in my life has been in terms of productivity, I would say that, I guess that all depends on how you look at productivity. A lot of times we look at productivity in terms of the physical things that we've accomplished, the doing. And so I guess I even have to look at what does productivity mean? Because for us, are we producing fruit? And what that means, actually, producing fruit. The scripture talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Am I producing those fruits? That peace and that patience, that love and that gentleness. Am I producing those fruits in my life? Because that's all part of producing. It's not just about teaching or reaching out to someone and helping but is that being cultivated in my life? Am I allowing myself to stay in a position where I'm abiding and allowing God to do what only He can do? He began this work in me, and He's faithful to complete it. And I believe that once we begin to just lay down what we think it means or how we define ourselves and just begin to allow God to express Himself through us and just be, not try to direct the course of it. And I think that we'll see that our being will begin to expand, because I'm seeing my life begin to expand. My consciousness is expanding and I'm seeing more. And I'm embracing more, and I find that as a result, I find myself more patient in situations. I find myself not being so anxious about things that are out of my control, that I can just let it go and just let it flow and just trust God in the midst of things, and learning not to be measuring myself, because the types of tools that we use to measure where we are not necessarily what God is using or how God sees us, right? And I'm excited. I'm excited about what it means. I have no idea where I'm headed on this course, but circumstances have led me here. And I know that God is here with me. So I'm willing and I'm trusting and I'm submitting, and I have to submit every day. Because, you know, when you've been living your life a certain way, you know, you develop these habit patterns and you always want to fall back to that. It's like a default, you know. And if you don't keep pressing into the newness, what God is giving to you right now in this moment, you'll falter back to what was. And we want to stay in what is. What is right now, right now, what is. And to be able to grow right in that place of what is, not what is tomorrow or what was yesterday, but what is right now. The important part of this process of learning how to be is renewing our mind. If we don't correct what is going on in our mind, what kind of thoughts that we are holding, then it is going to be a hindrance in what we are able to receive. It is like having some sort of a block or an obstacle in the flow of a river, you know, a rock or branches, something that interferes. The river's still flowing, but it's not free flowing because there are these things that are hindering the full flow within the river. And our thoughts can become those things that block the free flow from the vine. Amen. And in a teaching that I did a couple of years ago on my renewal, one of the things I presented for us to just think about is that in the beginning, when they talk about in Genesis, when it speaks of the fall of man in the garden, the enemy did not attack us physically. He attacked us with thoughts. He gave us some thoughts that went against who God was and who we were, and convinced us to embrace that thought that led to us disobeying God, which then led to us taking actions actions that disobeyed the instructions of God, the word of God. And we've been on that journey of independently thinking and looking at the word through the knowledge of good and evil. There is a reason why we were instructed not to partake of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And as I'm saying this, I'm thinking, like in John 15, it starts off saying, I am the true vine. So if he's saying, I am the true vine, that means there must be a false vine, a vine that we need to make sure that we don't connect ourselves with, because what flows out of there will not be pure. It would not be the truth. When I look at where we are right now, what I see is this knowledge, partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what it has done for us is caused us to operate too much in fear. And God did not give us a spirit of fear. But because we are not handling good and the knowledge of good and evil with the wisdom of God and the all-knowing of God, because we look at good and evil and mostly what we see is some sort of short-term effect or what the outcome appears to be if we've deemed it as being something that's bad. And God, in his infinite knowledge and wisdom and all-knowing, knows exactly what the outcome is going to be, which is something that we cannot actually be able to know what the outcome is going to be. Sometimes we look at things and we declare that it's a bad thing, and we see that the outcome can only be something terrible. And then we find out that it actually worked out in our favor. And it is actually something that is really good. So the true vine is the tree of life, because we're taking everything that we need from that true vine. We are deciding not to be the judge, because we're going to judge it either good or we're going to judge it evil. But we're going to decide not to be the judge, but to trust God and receive from him. And that's going to be, and it is, not going to be, but it is difficult for us not to judge. Even though it tells us not to judge, but we do. And in order for us to stop it, we've got to replace it with something else. We have to learn how to be. We have to learn how to be that branch that's connected to the vine, that abides in him. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to just say a quick prayer. Father, I thank you because you are all wise and all knowing, and we can trust on you. Your word is infallible, unshakable. Teach us how to be as little children, just completely, completely trusting in you, knowing that everything that we need and everything that we desire comes from you. Every gift that you give is good and it is perfect. We thank you that you are continuing to prune us, to cut away things that don't belong. You're continuing to cultivate us and to train us, teach us. We thank you for this. I thank you, Lord God, that this word goes forth and it accomplishes the very things that it's being sent for in your name, that eyes will be opened, hearts will receive your perfect love. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to stop there. I've decided this year that I'm going to do shorter exhortations. Just give you enough for you to think and develop on your own. Because it's important for you to develop your relationship with the Lord. I don't need to tell you what to think, but I can show you what God is speaking to us through His Word about how we should be thinking. And that how comes from the wisdom of God. We have to be flexible and allow God to show us how to apply this knowledge that we have when it is appropriate for a particular situation, giving us that understanding. Well, anyway, I'm stopping right here. Before I get started again, I want to thank you for faithfully tuning in and being on this journey. I'm here to exhort you on the journey, but I'm on the journey with you. We are all on this journey and we're all together. And God has created us in such a way that we're all connected. We're all connected. And that connection is there for a divine purpose. We are connected for a divine purpose. Amen. God bless you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.